Blog Talk Radio.
You're now tuned in to Culture Freedom Radio, the home of Lions Vibe Radio, Liberation Tabernacle Ministry, and much, much more. Talk radio that wake up the minds of the people.
Look more drums.
Brothers and sisters, thank you, brothers and sisters. Thank you for tuning in right here one more time for another broadcast of Culture Freedom Radio Network right here on this magnificent, dynamical Friday night. What y'all Johnny Kemp said is Friday night. Yeah, party hunters. It's time to get it right. We ain't trying to party, y'all. We just coming over here to share a little knowledge with y'all today. Man, y'all got to excuse me a little bit. I don't know. I'm trying to catch a cold or something. I got a little sign or something going on. But it ain't going to stop no show. It ain't going to stop the show. But y'all know what day it is, y'all. Y'all know what day it is. This is Friday the damn 13th. How many of y'all believe in Friday the 13th? How many of y'all think that Jason is going to come to get y'all out there? Huh? Y'all think Jason going to come get y'all? It's Friday the 13th. Yes, it is. Those who believe in that thing right there, man, y'all watch out. Watch out now. But y'all safe in the house right here with Culture Freedom Radio Network. Brother Dave got that machete over there. He had a box of grenades and that Gatling gun. And so Jason ain't coming nowhere near. Brother Dave got it on lockdown. So y'all safe. As long as you in here with Brother Dave, y'all safe. Damn, Jason. But tonight, brothers and sisters, right here on Culture Freedom Radio Network, like I said, we're always delighted to be in the house with y'all right here tonight. As long as you catch the show live or when you catch the show in the archives, we greatly do appreciate you for catching the show. And we ask one thing from you as well, brothers and sisters. We ask you for no money. We ask that you, if you can share the show as well. Your social media outlets, word of mouth, however you may share. We greatly do appreciate you out there. If you enjoy it, hey, why not let somebody else enjoy it? You get some out of it. Why not let somebody else get some out of the topics of conversations right here at Culture Freedom? But tonight we just have right here open line conversation with Culture Freedom Radio Network. That's what it is, open line conversation. We just probably have a couple of things that we might just throw out on the table tonight. And then, you know, we got to talk about some things, brothers and sisters. There's some things that's going on with the wars and things. Is y'all been seeing that was going on over in Israel? Yeah. Y'all know we kind of touch on that a little bit. There's a couple of crazy ass stuff. Well, I tell you, y'all, man, this world. That's why I played this song in the beginning, man. So much trouble in the world by Bob Marley and the Wailers. So much trouble in the world. Yes, it is. But yes, sir. Like I said, y'all, I got me under the weather, but we're gonna keep it going right here. That ain't gonna stop us. They ain't gonna stop us. Like the song said, ain't no stopping us now, y'all. Cause we are what? We are on the move. So let me bring my brother Dave in the house right here as we get ready to get this thing on, right here for Culture Freedom Radio Network tonight. And I got a couple of things I wanted to show y'all, man. A couple of articles I think I would get in here and show y'all too. But yes, let me bring my brother Dave in here and let's get it on, like I said, like Soul Trey. Shalom, Shabbat Shalom to you, brother Dave. Peace to you, brother.
Hey, Shabbat Shalom, Shema Yisrael, Adonai Lahenu, Adonai Kad, Abarukatai, Adonai Lahenu, Malakai Alom, Hamotzi Lakam, and Haaretz. I would like to say the name of Liberation Tabernacle Yah from Liberation Tabernacle Yah. I'd like to greet y'all with Shabbat Shalom, peace, whatever y'all salutation is. I'd like to thank my good dear brother, Moray Aria Israel over here. Like I said, you know, I'm glad the brother is opening us up. I'm going to say, I'm glad that we in here tonight. I'm a be quick, you know, because like I said, I'm a sit back too, because I like to hear other people's opinions. But I'm gonna put something out there for y'all. Tomorrow, as y'all know, tomorrow, you know, I host the Liberation Tabernacle Yah Shabbat night. I want y'all, you know, if y'all ask me any questions tonight about this Israeli, you know, Palestine, Hamas, and all that stuff that's going on, I want y'all to tune in tomorrow night because I'm going to be my lecture for tomorrow night. I'm going to put it out there for y'all. It's going to be who is God's chosen people, Ishmael or Isaac. So all those questions y'all have, y'all can put it out here. But if y'all want to know my answer, tune into that lecture tomorrow at Liberation Tabernacle Yah on Talk Show. Because I'm going to discuss all that. But so I'm going to save up all that energy I got for that topic for y'all tomorrow. You know, Moray Aviak answered on his end, but like I said, I want y'all to tune in tomorrow and talk to you tomorrow night because I'm going to go into all that tomorrow night. But tonight, I'm going to just put out there, I'm going to just put out there this for y'all. If y'all rooting for Palestine and all of that, and I know a lot of conscious brothers and sisters out here that listen to us is probably rooting for the Palestinians. Y'all probably calling black people who are rooting for Israel coons. I'm going to tell y'all something. Be very careful. Be very careful. Because COINTELPRO is behind a lot of that Palestine stuff. I ain't saying it ain't in Israel either because I'm a Jew, but I'm just saying when I practiced Islam years ago, and I'm going to tell you something, I'm going to put something out there. When I was practicing Sunni Islam, I seen more damn agents and Sunni Orthodox Islam did I see and the conscious black community. And I'm going to go into that tomorrow because, like I said, don't get caught up on it. There was one sister in NYU. I don't know if I sent Moray RBI Israel. I sent him a text yesterday about this. It was on Daily Mail. There was the NYU Law School Bar Association. Votes removed non-binary president who claimed Hamas slaughter in Israel was necessary. And this, I can't call her sister. I can't call her no brother. You know, people who say non-binary, they every goddamn thing. But her name was Ryan Workman, and she was going to school to be a lawyer. And I'm going to tell you something. She screwed her damn life up. She screwed up because she was being pro-Palestine, pro-this, and all that. Because, you know, I hear black people, they have an issue with Jewish people. And like I said, for me, I don't fall for none of this shit. I'm going to tell y'all something. This so-called sister, brother, whoever she is, she was black in color, and she got disbarred. So don't y'all go out there losing your damn job saying bullshit. So I'm going to put that out there right now. There's going to be agents all over the black community that's going to be doing all this Palestine talk and all that. Don't fall for it. Don't fall for it. I know I hear black folks all the time when Dr. Khalid Muhammad was alive. I remember he had this stance about the Semitism and he had an issue with Jewish people. Don't fall for that shit. There was agents all around college when he was saying that shit. And I'm going to tell you something. There are going to be agents all around this thing that's going on. So before y'all start doing all that and y'all think, oh, because y'all have an issue with, you know, the Jewish community, I want y'all to save that shit. I want y'all to save that shit. Don't go out there doing that because it's a damn setup. When they had the Mike Brown situation and Eric Garner situation, they sent a guy named Grandmaster Jay. He was talking all that shit. And come to find out, he was a damn Secret Service. So don't fall for that shit. I just want to put that out there for y'all. I'm a Jew, so I don't believe in none of that shit. Okay, only thing I believe in is the Torah. Okay, so I just want to put y'all, for all the brothers and sisters that are black, that's saying they Muslim, or some of the ones that's not Muslim, that's saying all this shit, save your damn words. Because I'm going to tell you something, there's going to be agents all around this. So, yeah, that's all I got to say for right now. Just save y'all words, okay? Right or wrong.
Yeah.
Because it's a lot of agents on that shit. They locked up Imam Jamil Alameen when he was doing all that shit. Put Khalid Muhammad out when he was saying all that shit. You know, say y'all words. Okay? So that's sure. All I got to say. I'm gonna let the Moray come on in here. And like I say, I'll be in and out on the show. I'm in.
Yes, sir. Well, yeah, that's good advice, like I said, to watch your words. But when you watch your words, I say this. You can watch your words, but you also have to know when you're talking about some, who exactly are you talking about, right? So I'm going to go into this. I go into this because, like I said, because even with Kanye West, there was something when he was saying Jewish, the Jewish community, or the Jews. And one thing you have to be careful because there's, and I'm even learning a lot of this type of stuff myself. There's several, the Jew, when you said Jew, you generalize, right? You just generalize. It's just like when somebody say, black people, man, just black people are some no good, thuggish, roguish ass people. Now, are you talking about Now, we know we're not black, but I'm just using this term black, right? So are you talking about every so-called black individual in America, all of them? You're saying all of them? Like, no, I ain't talking about that. I know, you know, I ain't talking about all black folks. Well, so when you say the word Jew, you have to be careful, because when you're saying, like, the Jews run Hollywood, the Jews run the music industry, well, you have to be careful with that. Now, there's a certain type, I mean, a certain group of people, Jews, that maybe run Hollywood, maybe run the music industry in certain fashion. So even we're going into this, and I'm laying on a platform, and I'm getting into something, and I got a clip I want to play. I had one I would like to play, but it's too long. I might have to throw that up separate. But when you're talking about what's going on in Israel, the Jews, when you say Jews, you have to understand there's several different types of, still again, when you say Jews, right? But going on with the situation that's going on with Israel and, well, the Palestinian and Israeli movement, that's a deep history. That's a deep history that needs to be. And one thing about it, this is the time to bring this out now so people can understand why is this conflict actually happening? What is this conflict about? Is it a religious war? Is it so-and-so war? You have to look into it and find out what this thing is actually about. Now, because what's going on, there are some Jews, y'all, that don't even agree. There's some Jews. Now, I'm saying they call the ultra-Orthodox Jews. I can't pronounce their name of their group. But they are anti-Israel, the state of Israel. Let me say it again. They are anti the state of Israel. They say that the state of Israel should not exist. Now, I got to say this for the record. These are not what you would call black Jews or black Hebrew Israelites that's saying this. Because y'all hear a lot of so-called, what y'all might say, black Hebrew Israelites saying that the Jews that y'all see over in Israel are not the real Jews. Y'all hear that all the time, right? Well, if you really study the history and understand some of the history and look it up, you would see that we hadn't been telling y'all no damn lie. We hadn't been lying to y'all. So this is why I said this conflict, I pray for all the lives that have been lost. I pray the Most High for all the lives that have been lost due to that violence over there. But this is a time, really, y'all, this is the spotlight to look at what is happening. Right? And there's going to be agents out there and shit like that. But still, again, if you pushing wrong propaganda, but see, you speaking the truth about something. Because, hell, what's the truth is all over the fucking internet. It's all over the internet. There's documentaries that tell the truth. Hell, shit, you could just look the history up and say about, we talk about the Balfour Declaration that happened, 1948. That's history. That ain't nothing nobody making up. CIA can't come fuck with you. FBI can't come fuck with you. That's history. So what's happening is, what's going on with the Israel-Palestinian thing was, I would say, but that's a deep history, long history. I don't know why they started the fight, but what's actually happening, that was going on over there with that Palestinian thing is because the Zionist movement. Y'all look up Zionism. I got a clip to play that. And this is why these, what they call the ultra-Orthodox Jews, say that they are against Israel. Now, they Jews now, but they are against the state of Israel. They say the state of Israel should not be in existence right now. That's what they teach, and that's what they say, and that's reasons why. Because they said no, because like I said, they said we are supposed to be, or the Israel Jews are supposed to be in exile right now. Because remember, like, you hear a lot of the Israelites, if y'all listen to a lot of the Israelite teaching, they said that Israel was scattered from after 70 AD when the Romans went in and conquered Jerusalem, and a lot of the Israelites were scattered. That's why y'all see Selma said we was from the four corners of the earth. We was in West Africa and things of this nature. That's what even you hear the ultra Orthodox Jews even say. Now, even though they might be saying this, what happened to them, but it says 70 AD, and no one is supposed to be, Israel is not supposed to be a sovereign nation right now. That's what they said. I probably can pull up some of the clip and play some of it. But what they're against is this thing called the Zionist movement. That's why I say, again, you can, but you have to know who you speaking against. Exactly what are you speaking against? So it's the Zionist movement, which is a political movement. Brothers and sisters, I tell y'all, I have this book. No matter if I got to write it in front of me, called Who is Esau, Who is Edom? A lot of the brothers in the Hebrew Israelite movement was always talking about this book. But just go, now, let's tell y'all what. Let me stop talking. And let me play you a little bit, play this clip right fast, explaining Zionism. Let me give it to y'all. And then it's going to kind of go into y'all to understand a little bit what the hell is that somewhat, why this conflict is going on over there. It's in the history books. We just got to study your goddamn history books. Let's get it.
What is Zionism? Zionism is a political and national movement aimed at creating and sustaining a Jewish state in the Middle East. Now, according to many traditional and Orthodox Jewish teachings, Jews are forbidden by God to have their own state until their Messiah comes. But this hasn't stopped Zionism from pushing towards that very...
Oh, let me stop that. Let me stop that. Let me start it over. Pay attention to the beginning part, because he's going to say something what I just said a little bit. Pay attention to the beginning part. Here we go.
What is Zionism? Zionism is a political and national movement aimed at creating and sustaining a Jewish state in the Middle East. Now, according to many traditional and Orthodox Jewish teachings, Jews are forbidden by God to have their own state until their Messiah comes. But this hasn't stopped Zionism from pushing towards that very goal. So where did this all start? Let's go back to 1897. A man named Theodor Herzl formed the World Zionist Organization. He advocated for the creation of a Jewish state in Palestine, and is even mentioned in the Israeli Declaration of Independence. It was tough to be a Jew in Europe at that time, with anti-Semitic sentiments rising. Herzl felt the only way for his people to live in peace was for them to have their own country. Palestine was chosen, and a popular slogan started spreading around the world. A land without a people, for a people without a land. The only problem was, Palestine wasn't a land without a people. A large number of Muslims and Christians, along with a smaller number of Jews, had been living there together, in peace, for centuries. But for many Christian Zionists living in the West, and Jewish Zionists living in Europe, that made little difference. Following the fall of the Ottoman Empire at the end of World War I, and along with British support, Jewish immigration to the newly British-occupied Palestine was steady in the early 20th century. Then there was a turning point, World War II. Following the Holocaust, the flow of Jews to occupied Palestine boomed, and many Western countries began backing the idea of a Jewish state in Palestine. Although a UN resolution recommended both an independent Arab and Jewish state in the region, Israel went ahead and declared their independence in 1948 and was recognized by U.S. President Harry Truman that very same day. The Zionist movement had achieved its main victory. In the period after its establishment, Israel carried out an invasion of neighboring countries, and at the end of 1967 Six-Day War, Israel extended its control in the region, displacing countless Christian and Muslim Palestinians. A year later, the 28th World Zionist Congress adopted the Jerusalem Program, a list of five goals, which are the current makeup of modern Zionism: the unity of the Jewish people and the centrality of Israel in Jewish life, the ingathering of the Jewish people in its historic homeland, the strengthening of the State of Israel, which is based on the prophetic vision of justice and peace, the preservation of the identity of the Jewish people through the fostering of Jewish and Hebrew education, and the protection of Jewish rights everywhere. In practice, their goals of justice and peace have been lost to many of the non-Jewish people living in the region. The Israeli military has been illegally controlling and occupying much of Palestine, and constant new illegal settlement building on Palestinian land by the Zionist state has been condemned by much of the international community. So what do you think about Zionism?
Yeah. You can look that video up right there on YouTube called Zionism Explained. Zionism Explained. Again, see, when you can have the conversation, and we should have these conversations, because you have to understand why these things are happening. What is it? Because if Jews, you see Jews now, as I say, the ultra-Orthodox Jews, are siding with and bagging Palestine, you have to say, damn. Or to say, y'all, things that make you go, wonder why. Why the hell? That's crazy. Because they should. And now here's something again. See, they make y'all think, even before that establishment of the Jewish nation that they had, a Jewish state by the Zionists, right? Because y'all heard the history in there. They gave you the history. You can look this shit up, man. Look it up. There was a remnant, because, you know, the Bible or the Tanakh, as we call it, which y'all call the Old Testament, always speaks about a remnant. So even when the Romans went in and started occupying and conquered Jerusalem in 70 AD, what they say 70 AD, there, and a lot of brothers and sisters were scattered. Some were sold into slavery. A lot of the Jews was killed. I'm using this word Jew. They were killed and murdered. Some, you know, fled. Some were murdered, killed off. But there still was a remnant. So with all of these battles, and even when it became Palestine, because that, you know, that region, that name changed several times. Because what was it even somewhat before that a lot of times, right? What was it? Remember, it was called Canaan, the land of Canaan. Y'all remember that? It was called land of Canaan. But it flipped over several times through several invasions and this, that, and other. And so, but anyway, there was a remnant of Jews still living there when it was Palestine. Yeah. And you will see, as some of the Jews, I was looking at the ultra-Orthodox, they were showing, had catalogs and stuff, but they were showing how in settlements that the Jews that was living in harmony with a lot of the Arabs, they was living in harmony. And even that video, I think, just even said it. They were living in peace. The Jews, Christian, and the Muslims was living in Palestine in peace amongst each other. But now we see what this Zionist thing have came. And the Zionists are just secular, as they call them, secular Jews. Basically just people who are hiding under the masquerade of saying they are Jews. Yeah. Like you have the Rothschilds. The Rothschilds, y'all know about them, right? Who claim to be Jewish. Who claim to be Jews, but just hiding under the masquerade of Jews and saying that they are y'all's chosen people. See, this is the game that's being played that y'all got to pay attention. This is the grand deception, and this is why this is so important to teach on this and let y'all know, because, again, and this is why you have a sentiment of people who talking about they hate the Jews, they hate the Jews this, the Jews that. But, again, if you just, that umbrella, you're saying Jews, but there is, y'all, excuse my language. The Hebrews in the Hebrew Israelite community, they like to go, let me find my King James Bible as I can. Let me find that. And I got to go to the book of Revelation, y'all. Y'all know I'm not a so-called New Testament person, but I got to go to this one. There's a verse in here, as they have, you can go to Revelation 2 and 9, or you can go to Revelation 3 and 9. So I'm in Revelation 3 and 9, right? And this is, you hear this from the so-called Hebrew Israelite community a lot. And they say here, Revelation 3 and 9, behold, I will make them of the synagogue of Satan, which say they are Jews and are not, but do lie. I just stop it right there. Y'all see that? Behold, I will make them of the synagogue of Satan, which they are Jews and are not, but do lie. Now, with that, that's true. That's true. Because there are people, like I said, those Zionists, which is a political movement, again, who's using the terminology are Jews. and who have been lying and deceiving the damn world. And they have, especially they have a lot of Christians all over the world, primarily here in America, believing that because they use the term Jew and having people thinking they are Yah's chosen people and having people bagging him while they have actually stolen a land from the Palestinians. I'm going to say it goddamn right, because actually you go and look at it, the original Palestinians were a melanated people. Y'all didn't hear that from me, but go and do y'all homework. There's somebody I used to study with by the name of Dr. York. What he said, y'all, was one of his famous quotes. Don't believe me, check it out. The original Palestinians were a melanated, as they say in the conjugate community, a melanated people. But then, you know, things change over time. But they still have a lot of melanated original Palestinians that live down there today and still in Palestine. But anyway, brothers and sisters, so that land is being occupied by invaders. It's just like the Aboriginal brothers and sisters over here talk about how these European invaders came and invaded and conquered America. God damn it, it's the same goddamn thing with over there with Israel. And notice again, they don't call themselves Israelites. Huh? They don't call themselves Israelites, do they? You don't hear that, do they? What do they call themselves? Israelis. They say Israelis. I wonder why. Do your homework. We're just throwing out something. So I don't give a fuck about them trying to come at Brother Ariyah. Y'all heard that Brother Ariyah is real. Because I'm just teaching what's in the history books. I'm just teaching what's in the history and what it is. See, but you don't know, you don't study enough, and we don't know, we probably don't give a damn. But we have to look at this. So when you're talking about Zionism, you're not actually talking about true Jews anyway. And this is why they are the ones, when y'all talking about somebody trying to cancel culture, you say something about the Jews, it is not real. The Jew are you talking about trying to censor you and cancel you? Y'all hear what I'm saying? It's these people who masquerading as the Jews. And I'm not playing the black and white game. I ain't doing the black and white game because on that shit there, because now, because we can say there are some white Jews and black Jews. I know that's going to flip the script on some of you, my brothers and sisters out there who melanated. Man, them goddamn white folks ain't no Jews. Well, listen, you got to understand when they talk about Judaism. They're not saying bloodline Jews because from Jacob. They're saying some of them say they're Jews because, like I said, going under the religion of Judaism. See, it's deep. That whole Judaism and Judah, that's deep. It's a subject I'm not getting into tonight. But this is what's going on. It's Zionism that's the problem. And like I said, just go and look up some of the other Jews who's against Judaism as well. Just look that thing up, brothers and sisters, and look at what happened. Because, again, I was questioning this thing with one time. Now, because the Liberation Tabernacle of Yah, a lot of y'all know and probably some of y'all don't know, that we don't teach this whole thing about somebody coming to save. Y'all don't heard me say that in passing several times. We don't teach this damn stuff about somebody coming back to save you type of stuff, right? Now, because Christianity has a different meaning of the word. The Hebrew word is called Mashiach. And the word actually only means anointed. But later it took a turn and twist, even with Judaism and then Christianity, because y'all know Christianity actually stems from out of the religion called Judaism. And so the Christians, later Christians, who actually were original, was supposed to have been Jews. But then the movement was actually taken over by what they would call Gentiles, would be non-Israelites, people who were of non-Israelite stock, right? So they changed the meaning. And now basically when you would hear them talking about a Messiah, you would hear them, the definition somewhat to them would be like meaning a savior, you know, and it's different. They would be talking about, because the original Jews concept and Judaism concept was like this. It went from anointed, but they had a Mashiach or Messiah, meaning that when they was in exile, that this Messiah was going to come and he was going to actually, one thing, bring them out of, save them from their captivities, because Israel stayed in captivity, being in exile by different people, the Persians, the Medes, the Babylonians, the Assyrians. So they was hoping that, like same what when we was here in chattel slavery, our ancestors, you know, was wanted to be free, wanted to be set free, wanted to be liberated. So Israel in that time, when they was in these different bondages, they was hoping that this Mashiach or this anointed would come, rise up, as they say in Judaism, a political figure that will come and deliver them from the bondage and the captivity of these other nations. And also they have, when you study that, they said this Messiah or this Mashiach, he's going to come and reestablish Israel as a nation. Now, that's key what I just said there. He is going to come and reestablish the nation of Israel. And that's what this ultra-Orthodox Jews and those who are against the state of Israel are saying and waiting on this Messiah, because according to Judaic prophecy, not according to Liberation Tabernacle Yarnacle, like I told y'all, we don't believe that. We don't get down with that. But according to their prophecies there, they're waiting, still waiting, just like Islam is waiting on what they call a Mahdi, the reformer, right? So Judaism is still waiting, and this, as they say, this Messiah is going to come and establish the nation of Israel. You see, this is why the ultra-Orthodox, they're like that's a tongue twister, y'all. The ultra-Orthodox, this is why they against what, as it said in that video, even when you study the history, y'all will see it. They're against Zionism because Zionism didn't wait on no damn Messiah. And see, that's one thing I was questioning. I was like, wait a minute. These Jews keep on hollering about they waiting on the Messiah. They waiting on the Messiah so he can come and bring them back, reestablish the nation of Israel and bring this ingathering Israel. So I'm like, well, wait a minute. He don't, what need of him that he have to come if they already got the nation of Israel established? There's no need for him to come. Y'all see what I'm saying? Because if that's what they say, a part of the prophecy that they are waiting on him to come and reestablish the nation of Israel, but they already got a state. So there's no need for them to, for him to come then, right? See, that is the thing why they are against this Zionist thing. This is the video even played in the beginning. Because this Zionist movement that was started, like, I guess they were like, fuck that. We ain't waiting no more. We ain't waiting on nobody. We better go ahead and build this motherfucker. We need a state right now. We ain't waiting on no Messiah no more. I guess that's what they, I guess that was in their mind that they went ahead and did. Or the United Nations, a.k.a. in America, is the Messiah, because they the ones, Deem and Britain, that gave them that land of Palestine. So I guess the United States, along with, you know, the United Nations, we're just going to say just the United Nations, they must be the Messiah, because they the one helped them get that land. Must be. They must be the Messiah. But I thought it was supposed to have been a person. Y'all see? So this is why this whole thing, this is what this whole conflict, it's just in a nutshell that I gave you. But y'all got to go back. But even you're going to go back and study the history of how that conflict even started. Like I said, today we talk about those wars that happened. Those Zionists during the World War One, World War Two. It's just like something happened with the Iraqi war. I remember looking at a documentary on PBS, and it was showing that when Saddam Hussein, he invaded Kuwait, and the United States, George Bush, them said, we're not going to get involved in that. We ain't getting involved in that war. That's, fuck it, that's between them. But Queen Elizabeth told George Bush, the senior, right? No, y'all need to go over there. Y'all need to intervene. And that's how United States got involved in the Kuwaiti war. Now, there was a special on PBS. Y'all had to argue with PBS on that one because that's what I saw it on. Y'all know something made it wrong, but that's what I saw the motherfucker on. Because, again, who's... Y'all think Britain shit, the UK still ain't got no control over the United States. Ask Canada. But anyway, that's another whole story. But anyway, that's how the United States got involved in the Kuwaiti war. And that goes back again to saying what we're talking about now. United States got involved, according to the history, and some of the clip just played it, World War One and World Two, because the Zionists wanted United States to get involved in that war. And there was some promises and shit that was made. I forget exactly how to put it, y'all. I can't go into it in deep on here. But, like, that's why I keep telling y'all to look this stuff up. They promised, you know, if something happened, I forgot, damn. I brought my brother Alpha Mel on that. He could probably help me out with this now. But it was a promise. And they said, well, shit, y'all help us out, so-and-so. Hey, y'all, we need something from y'all. One hand wash the other. But the United States was involved in some shit. They got drugged into that war, like World War One, World War Two. It's just like, again, they got drugged into the Kuwaiti War, and they wasn't going to get in it. But again, just like then, Britain made the United States get their ass involved during that time, just like they did with the Kuwait War. But again, we talk about this Palestinian, bring open my brother Mike up. But this Palestinian war, brothers and sisters, is occupied land by Zionists. We're not going to say just really Jews. The Zionist political movement is what it is, what's going on. And, you know, because, you know, we look at even with that, what's going on in Israel and how they even treating the people called the Beit of Israel, the Beit of Israel, but me people might say the Ethiopian Jews. They are dogging our brothers and sisters out down there. Well, over there, whatever it is. They're talking our brothers and sisters out over there, you know, and that's what I was going to do a video talking about the thing with Israel on Tabernacle. Here's one of my other things right fast. When I was going to say I stand with Israel, I was going to do that, and I recanted like, nah, hell no, I'm going to bag that back. So going to say I kind of stand with Israel, but then I said, no, but not with the government of Israel. Meaning what I'm saying is that land over there is, basically we would say, sacred land to the Israelites. It's sacred land because of the historical monuments and the history of Israel. Now, I don't side with the fucking government over there. I just... So when I said Israel, I'm talking about that region and just the history that goes with that, the sacredness of that land. That's what I stand with, because it's like the city of David and those places like that they have that's over there. They have the remnant of Solomon's temple, things that was built by the hands of our, what we say, black ancestors. So that land where they're fighting and you don't know, it's like they be tearing up shit that our ancestors built. It's just like you saying going back to Kemet, tearing up the pyramids. You know, the brothers and sisters in the conscious community basically who studied with Kemet, they wouldn't want nobody going up there tearing them goddamn pyramids up. So it's in going to Luxor and places of that Aswan and having wars tearing those sacred monuments and things down, would they? No, hell no. So it's the same thing, I would say, with the same thing I stand for that, and to be able to stop that bullshit with that. And shedding the innocent blood. If you're military, that's what you signed up for. I had a partner named Steve, may the peace and blessings be upon his soul who passed away. And he said, he used to say, you tell us when you're in the garbage business, because he used to do sanitation with us. And he was like, hey, you know what you signed up for. You do come to work complaining and shit. Like, hey, you know what you signed up for. So if you're in that military, hey, you know what the fuck you signed up for. But these citizens, though, they're saying there are a lot of raping and killing, man. They are killing innocent children and all of this type of stuff, and just whole communities just being wiped the hell out. I've been seeing pictures of it, and man, it's hell. All over some bullshit that somebody wants to take another land. It's just like, again, y'all, it's a repeat of same thing that happened here in America. Same thing that happened in America. You talking about you discovered a new land, and y'all see that crazy shit, for a matter of fact, while I'm saying this, that crazy shit they had Monday. What was it, y'all? They said Columbus Day and Indigenous People Day. Indigenous People Day. I'm going to have to say it like Bishop Nathaniel with Israel United in Christ said, what the hell is this? I like when he said that, though, y'all. What the hell is this? Yeah, what the hell is that? Columbus Day. You got it on the calendar now. Observant of Columbus Day and Indigenous People Day. Same goddamn day. But is that not the same mother sucker, Columbus, who went in and slaughtered the some of the Aboriginal people? What was their name, man? God damn it. The Arawak. I want to say the Arawak, and there was another name. I might be getting them wrong, y'all. Hear me out, y'all. I get a little old. I get mixed up on a lot of this shit. My computer's, I ain't like the MacBook and the iMac. My computer's kind of run crazy sometimes. My processor kind of slow. But it's the same thing, man, when he killed all of those people. But you want to put their, give them a day of observing on the same day as they fucking oppressor, they massacre. Person who massacred a lot of them and enslaved them. Y'all, that's y'all motherfucking mind. It's just like the same way y'all been playing black folks now with this whole Juneteenth thing. It ain't the day that the black people were supposed to be emancipated, because y'all really wanted, you supposed to do that the day they were supposed to be emancipated. That's just what happened in Texas. Hell, what about when the Native Americans, the Choctaw and the Cherokee, hell, they, even after what happened in Texas, shit, the Choctaw and the damn Cherokee still had our people in slavery. So, anyway. But after, man, you can jump in here, brother, anytime you want. But so, like, in a nutshell, we can talk. We just open conversation and dumb something. But what's going on is people are sick of this fucking Zionist bullshit that's going on. That's what it is. Occupying shit. Taking folks' shit. Like America. Again, that's how I jumped off. Just like what happened in America. You going to come over here and talk about and establish a government when people already over here have land, had their form of government. It might not have been all over the land, but in their tribes. And you going to come take these folks' shit and then put them in a goddamn, what y'all call reservations and shit, put them in a little corner. And now you talking about your land, your country. Motherfucker, this is stolen land. I don't give a fuck how you fix it up. This is stolen motherfucking property.
Oh, yeah.
This Grand Theft Auto, not Grand Theft Auto, but this is Grand Theft. And you motherfuckers need to be in prison. But peace to you, Brother Alpha Male.
Peace, brother. Peace. Yeah, I ain't got a whole lot of comments on that bullshit because, you know, like you said, you want to feel bad for the citizens, right? Mm-hmm. But they knew before they moved there that this was a contested move, right? They were warned by the Orthodox, saying, you know, this ain't right. That's not the promise made to us, let's say, from the Most High. So, you know, they move there anyway. That's like if I pull up to your crib and say, yo, man, I'm going to rob this bank, and you jump in the car. You can't cry later. You know, so I ain't got no feelings one way or the other, you know.
You talk about the people that's in Israel or the Palestinian people living in the Gaza Strip, the Palestinian part.
All of them. You know, I just don't understand it. I don't get it. You know what I'm saying? You know, you come home one day and it's a bunch of strange people in your house. What you supposed to do? You know, I made an agreement. We can work this out. You know, we won't mess with y'all. Y'all don't mess with us. And then before nightfall, you know, you're killing my babies. You know, it's all crazy, man. And I can't feel no way for none of them.
You know, and that's what I've heard. So, well, I ain't gonna say several. I heard some people, you know, I guess in the black community, like, what the fuck we got to do with this? this ain't got shit to do with us. Go ahead.
I mean, it's a diversion because you got to ask yourself, the weapons they claim that were used to assault Israel, those are the same weapons that they left over in my brain's messed up tonight. Well, it has been for a few days, but when Afghanistan. So how did those weapons that they left in Afghanistan when Sleepy Joe did that bullshit? I'll just say, okay, if you don't catch this plane, that's your ass. But all those weapons and munitions that were left there, how the hell did they make it to, I would say, past Israel? That makes no sense because even their military experts are saying Iraq couldn't sneak a piece of cheese. They got so many ground sensors, their sophisticated security net and all that. So how did they get those weapons from Afghanistan over there? Go ahead.
No, I don't know. That's just a good question. I hadn't heard that.
Yeah, I mean, none of it makes sense. It just... to me, it's all bull. You know, I mean, I think they had to create a situation because they don't want to admit that Ukraine was a joke. You know what I'm saying? That was pretty much done already, but they didn't want to admit it because they still want to send money over there. You know, so it's just like a big old cover up to me.
What's going on, man?
Yeah. Was it Pionki? This Pionki?
Hey.
Yeah, I come here to share some information with you.
Yes, sir. Peace, Pionki.
You don't mind if an elder shares some information because I ain't gonna be around forever now. You know that.
Pionki, you know the red carpet is always out for you. We got a special.
You got the YouTube. You got your YouTube. Pull your YouTube up and type in Helen Thomas. Helen Thomas. HELENTHOMAS. Before she died, she was a long time White House reporter. She went back. She probably went back to Eisenhower. I know she was in during Kennedy's time. And she just passed away here, I think, in 2019. And that's one thing. Now, you hear people arguing, talking about there was never no Palestine. Well, that's a damn lie. It was a Palestine. And ancient maps show that the area there at a certain point was Palestine. Now, before that, that land was controlled by Egypt. And Egypt wasn't going to allow a force to be on its borders. And it didn't allow a force to be on its borders. Ancient Egypt. I'm not talking about today's Egypt.
Mm-hmm.
So when people say that, they are misspoken. And, you know, folks like to go back in time, but they always want to stop off around a certain spot. I said, no, go on back further. Go on back further. And the gentleman was right. Anwar Sadat, when he was speaking with Menachem Begin during that so-called Abraham Accords, and they was there on the Giza Plateau, not the Gaza. The Giza Plateau is where the pyramids are, the big pyramids. Mm-hmm. And Menachem Begin made some remark about his people built the pyramids. And Anwar Sadat said, no, y'all might have built bagels, but you didn't build the pyramids. And that was his statement.
God.
But when you get that particular video, raw video, White House reporters, Israel Gaffe, G-A-F-F-E, play that. It's only about 26 seconds. And let me know when you get ready to do it.
Oh, because I just pulled her up. I saw her. I did see her now.
Yeah, she's a white lady, got lipstick on. So elderly.
Yeah, I saw her.
But play that and listen to what she says.
Oh,
this is for your education. Hey, what's going on?
Hey, what's up? Shalom and peace to everybody. Can I speak on something that brother Alpha Male was saying? And peace, brother Alpha Male. Shalom, brother. Hear your voice. Good to hear you, Bianchi. I ain't heard from you in about 100 years. Good to hear from you again. So that's something I want to speak on. He was talking about how did these people get the weapons? You know, how did they sneak them past over there to Palestine? He was talking about how some of the Palestinians and some of the other people was using the leftover weapons from Afghanistan.
And
he is right. He's right. He's 100% right. Now, listen at this. When I first, opened up telling you about, a lot of people don't understand what's going on. See, when you're dealing with Palestine and you're dealing with all these other nations, one of the reasons why, and Moray Ariel, you brought an excellent point about that, a lot of that land don't belong to a lot of the people that's there. And also you spoke on it with the Beta Israel and how they're moving over there, how they have to fight and join their army over there. Now, listen at this. When you're dealing with, and I talk about this all the time, and Moray Ariel, he probably getting tired of me saying this, all of those people are all in the same boat. David talked about something in Psalms, the 83rd chapter. And I know David, he talked about, he spoke on a lot of this stuff, the wars that he had to fight, places and the people he had to deal with. If you read Psalms 83, David talked about how all these people were all in one damn boat. He spoke about that in his Psalms. Now, we know Psalms is not a book of prophecy. Me and Moray Ariel, we talk about that all the time, how a lot of Israelites had a mistake Psalms for being prophecy when it's really poetry and pretty much a journal for David. But like I said, David talked about that in Psalms 83, how all these people were all together. So that's why I said, like, Alpha Male, you brought up a good point. How did these people get weapons? How did they get the weapons and do that? Let me finish this up. I can say I'm going to go back in the corner and listen to y'all.
Yeah, go ahead and play that. You got it up.
I don't have it. I got to get the name again. I just see her, but I don't see the thing.
Let me finish saying this. Now, like I was saying earlier, you get these black people that want to ride on the Palestinians back and, be all that, say this and say that because they can't stand some of the people who run Hollywood. Listen at this. When Gaddafi was alive, he was a Muslim leader. They said Gaddafi family were Ashkenazis. They say his family
You know who else was a Jew? Castro was a Jew. He was a Jew by he was Christian by day and Jew by night. He was a Moreno.
Yeah,
I heard that. That's what.
One of the problems people be arguing in that damn Bible. Bible is not a history book. Let me play what this lady says here real quick. Now listen.
Yeah, you got it. Yeah, go ahead, Pion.
Here we go.
Any comments on Israel? We're asking everybody to say any comments on Israel. Any better comments?
Remember, these people are occupied, and it's their land. Not German, not Poland.
So where should they go? Where should they go?
They go home.
Where's the home?
Poland.
So the Jews,
Germany.
They just go back to Poland and Germany.
And in America and everywhere else.
All right, now you heard what she said. That's an old lady that's been around for a long time, and she got fired for saying that.
I saw that part.
She got fired for saying that. Now, here's another thing. Let's see. I kind of skipped what I was getting ready to say. But you know, like they're talking about Americans are being held hostage? Mm-hmm. Well, see, these who you call Americans over there, they have dual citizenship. They got an Israeli passport to get in the country. They got an American passport to get back into the United States. And they use it for convenience. So why come they not saying that Israelis are being held hostage? And that's the game that's being played. You and I cannot get a dual citizenship with Nigeria. You know why? Because the State Department don't recognize it. They only recognize a handful, and Israel is one. Another point, there was no Israel back during those days. We know that in 1947, with the League of Nations, that Israel became into what it is today. And you had a black man that was on the League of Nations. I can't think of his name right now, but he played a major part in creating that state.
Damn.
So those people, their land, and I don't blame them. They were there first. If people can talk about the indigenous people of America, well, why come you can't talk about those indigenous people who have been there since the times of ancient Egypt? And here's another thing. I don't have too much favoritism about Israel. Why did they give South Africa nuclear weapons? Who in South Africa is going to use the nuclear weapons on? The apartheid government, remember that? Think.
Yeah.
I don't have that much favoritism for that country.
No. And see, this is what this the point that's being made. I got to throw this out, though. I got to throw this out. Because the point people probably, okay, well, why are black people giving us, why do black people care? Why y'all give a damn? Why are we even discussing this? Good question. And why? Here's why. Because we have to expose, it has to be said about the grand deception. And see, this is what I'm going to say. See, right now, we all got color TVs in the house now. I don't think nobody running around here with a black and white television. See, a lot of times we constantly looking at stuff in black and white. Again, we even talk about, okay, even about, we saying about, okay, here's the point again. I'm glad y'all mentioned that about, because I hadn't heard it. These weapons come from, you know, the same leftover weapons from Afghanistan. And saying, see, they trying to deceive the people. Right. See, that's what we talking about this whole situation. Even by them saying that is the land of Israel, we got to show how they have been deceiving the people ever since with that 48, when the Balfour Confederation. That's what this is about, and this is why we're trying. It's not about the black and white. It's about the deception of that the whole world buy to and following and pandering that so-called state of Israel. And this is why it's important that we're talking about this. It's to stop the grand delusion. This is why it's important. It ain't about whether they got nothing to do with black and white, because it still will affect you in one way or another.
because the people who's running that and lying and claiming to be the Jews, the true Jews, like they were said, they are Zionists. So this is why a lot of time I made the statement earlier how some black people get in trouble, like Kanye West, when you throw the word these Jews who run in Hollywood, you and some people you talk about, you got to be specific. Some of these are Zionists who are hiding and masquerading as so-called Jews, like I said, the Rothschilds and all of these people. They're not Jews. They're using that as a cover, masquerade. What's that black woman today? You see it? Oh, go ahead. But see, that's why we're saying, talking about this.
And you know, the jump-off point just a little bit. Israel is supposed to have the best intelligence in the world, so how did they bring in 2,000 rocket launches? And now they're making claims that the Iron Dome is taking out these rockets. Well, see, the Iron Dome is for ballistic missiles, not rockets. Rockets are low-altitude, low-level projection. They don't even get up to the point where the Iron Dome can come into effect. That's a bunch of bull crap. And another thing, a lot of these pictures and videos is recycled. Some people say, damn, I remember that back when.
Damn.
With the people laying out like that.
And there you go again. And see, then here's why we got a black – okay, here's how to fix black America. Your tax dollars go to support Israel. Y'all know that? Billions of dollars go to Israel every goddamn – what is it, every year? I know Pianchi had showed me that once before. That
yeah,
how to
goes,
pull that
there's
up.
A lot of money that goes to them. To provide them protection. A lot of money is going to provide the Ukraine protection. You know, Khrushchev was a Ukrainian. United States and Russia was allies.
Yep.
And another point.
Yes,
yeah, they were. So we don't take all that stuff into account.
Yeah.
And like
they're using
I said,
this to drum up support, more support. That's all they're doing.
You got to look at these Zionists and these Jews. Remember back in 1995 with the Million Man March?
Yes, sir.
It was Abraham Foxman, who was the head of the ADL, Anti-Defamation League, that contacted black preachers and tell them, don't send your congregation. He did do that.
Damn.
And then when Obama was in office and when you had Nigeria that was looking for equipment and intelligence in order to fight off Boko Haram, who was using weapons caches from Libya. You guys don't forget that their weapon cache ended up in Africa, in Tariq, in Niger, in Mali. Well, Obama told he wouldn't give them what they asked. And not only that, he told Israel don't give it to them, and he told Brazil not to give it to her. And Brazil was going to provide jets because Brazil do manufacture jets. He said, no, don't do it.
And one quick thing, is Egyptian, for it slipped my mind again. I forget his name. I know it's Nasser or something. It was a melanated brother.
Nasser.
He was Egyptian president. Yeah, I know you know it. What did the brother say? I know you a story. What did he say about the Jews?
You're talking about Anwar Sadat.
Another brother. Not him. It was another. His name, Nasser. I think
you
it
mean
was like
Nasser that said that they left here black and came back white?
There you go. Bam. There you go. He even said he'll never get along.
During the time of ancient Egypt, I'm talking about going back towards the 18th and 19th dynasty, even further back, there was no whites in those areas at that time. You know who they were talking about when they said the north, they were talking about the Asians. And the Kushites did not assimilate. They did not miscegenate. They were ethnocentric. You did not marry out of your group. Kushites then, not the C in the Bible, the real Kushites with the K, they was northern Sudanese. That's where the leadership came from that pushed Egypt forward. All your major Sudans, who they now call pharaohs, came from the south.
So this is why it's important, brothers. This is why we're having this discussion. This is why we have to make, like I said, let the people know what the hell is really going on. Because like I said, again, even if like that, you said this might be trumped up I don't want to say they're working there, probably show kick us off. But it might be trumped up. It could be something that's, I'm going to just use the word illusion. But again, this illusion make it to everybody that feels sorry for them and constantly keep standing behind them. Well, they shouldn't be doing that to those Jews, while the real people whose land it is constantly getting destroyed, and you constantly giving your goddamn money going to them. I get mail.
Palestine was allowed to develop the natural gas right off their shores, they would be in good shape, but they won't allow them to develop. You remember Cynthia McKinney?
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm.
Cynthia McKinney and Fauntroy, they was involved in a mission called Rescue Palestine, and they was taking building materials to Palestine, and it was crossing the Mediterranean in boat. Well, the IDF, the Israeli Defense Forces, helicopter flew over the ship and lapelled down onto the ship to commandeer it. But before that, Fauntroy and Cynthia McKinney was in a hospital that had been bombed in Libya. And Fauntroy made the remark, and she talked about it, and said that I smell depleted uranium. They use depleted uranium in the shells that they fire. Now, Hillary Clinton found that out, and guess what she said? She said they need to be taken out to that effect. So all this stuff that's going on, people don't and the thing with blacks, they hung up in their Bible. They hung up with that story.
Yeah,
and that story, nobody never goes back to the beginning. They don't go. They always start off in the middle or toward the end of the book, like coming in on the end of a movie. You got to be there from the beginning. And we're not talking about religion. We're talking about history. I can debate either side. I don't like debating religion. I like to debate history. And it's not a debate because history is real people, real places, and real dates and real events. And the Bible is not a history book. Some of the stuff in there, they plagiarize, like 2 Kings 19 and 35, when they talk about Taharqa taking a contingent of Cushites to Jerusalem to fight off the Assyrians, led by Sennacherib. Their god was Ashur. Now, that was true. Jerusalem was occupied, or should I say, ran by breakaway Cushites. You know, we always got somebody. That's how you got Protestants. They broke away from what? They always got breakaway.
Mm-hmm.
You got
Catholic
the lost
Church.
Found. They broke away from the other group of Muslims. So that's what happened. They had a battle there in 701 B.C. where the Cushites defeated the Assyrians. 2 Kings 19 and 35. Now, the Cushites marched 1,200 miles from Egypt over to Jerusalem, and it was led by Taharqa and Shabiko, and they fought them and beat them. That was a real battle. The Cushites, they formed what they call Yahwehism, and their god was Yahweh. Yahweh was a local god with no power whatsoever. And if the Assyrians had a beat, took over Jerusalem, there probably wouldn't have been no Christianity. And if it wasn't a Christianity, it wouldn't have been an Islam. I mean, that
well,
is history.
It wouldn't have been a Christianity if it wouldn't have been a Judaism, because Christianity stemmed out of Judaism.
Well, that's what it wouldn't have been a Judaism. It wouldn't have been a Judaism. It wouldn't have been a Christianity. It wouldn't have been an Islam. Yeah.
Well, I got to say one thing about the Torah, because I do study. You know, I'm a Torah Tanakh student, as they call Old Testament. But see, here's the thing about when you study the Bible, when the Torah, you don't take it literally. You have to go in and study. Like you said, you don't just take what's written, and you go and you look up, and you have to go with history and look up other history. You're right. It's not a history book. So you go and you look up, and you look up the history, even if it's speaking, like you said, in Kings. But you go and you look that up to verify it. But you're not supposed to just take shit and just run with it. And which a lot of people do, and that's why you have a lot of people who don't really technically know the Bible, not they
it's
think.
Because the preacher is telling them that stuff.
There you go. You're supposed to. That's why they say you study. A student will study and research and look things up. And number one, we're reading it in these damn English languages, and they could tell you there's several, I will say, and I'm going to be honest, there are several mistakes in the Bibles, because King James, especially the King James, that mud riddled with mistakes because of translations. Because of translations and how you're trying to convert one from one language to another.
James,
and there's several
King
mistakes.
King James wanted an English Bible for the English. See, they didn't have no printing press back in them days. Another thing, like the Ham story. The Ham story was created by some Jewish rabbis in 70 A.D. at the Council of Jamnia. Jamnia is a city that's a little bit further east up the coast there on what at that time was Palestine and the rest of those countries.
Hey,
To back that up with what y'all said about the King James Bible of England, I want to back something up, too. Now, me and Moray Ariyah, he studied masonry, too. Okay, I'm going to tell you something. When you're looking at a lot of people who deal with the King James Bible, especially a lot of, you know, Israelite camps, that's all the only book they want is the King James Bible. Let me tell you something. When you go to a, I don't care what it is, masonry, that's all they use on the altar. So that's why you hear a lot of Israelite camps saying they only use the English King James Bible because a lot of them been in masonry. So that's where they get a lot of that shit from. They were getting funded by the English.
It was Gutenberg that invented the press, and that was until 1500. They didn't have no way to produce no books until then. There was no press, no automatic press that could print out stuff in volume. That was one reason. Here's another thing. Jews didn't have no schools. So how did they learn how to read and write? What was the schools at? The schools, and that was in Egypt.
School is a Hebrew word, shul. So, yeah, there is an English word. The English word for school is really he comes from the Hebrew word shul. So yeah, that's
well.
All
no matter where it come from, they didn't have no way to. The only book that they got is the Hebrew Bible that follows that, and they use Yahweh, which was not their God. The Yahweh was the God of the breakaway Cushites. I mean, that's just historical.
That name just dealing with Yahweh is a deep subject because Brother LJ, peace to my brother LJ, we were having something on that conversation earlier. Because even when you say Yahweh, because people like in our tradition, hell, everybody don't use that word Yahweh because you had the four letters. You had just four syllables, YHWH. And you can insert. Got to insert the vowels in there. See, some people say Yahweh. Some people say Yahuwah. Some people say Yahuwah. So just to say it's Yahweh doesn't mean that that's what it is because you have to insert the vowels. And everybody, even the Jewish community and Israelite community, don't say this. That's the same name. Because, the Canaanites did have what they say, Yahweh. But that doesn't mean that's exactly what the Israelites primarily will be called. But I did see some stuff on an article, as me and LJ was talking about, how they said at one time there was a tribal God at one time with the Israelites, and then it became a universal God.
You know where gods come from? Men made gods. That's just it. Gods was made by men. You know what religion is? Religion is the deification of a society's culture. In any society, when they are formed and they're living, they take on things that you don't do and things that you're allowed to do. They take on things about marriage. They take on things about death. And then they deify that into a religion. Thou shalt.
Let me ask you something. Was Kemet, did Kemet have a religion? was they basically religion or spirit? And I know this is a modern term we use in religion, and this is how I'm glad you brought it up, because I was going to touch on something about religion earlier too. Did Kemet have a religious system? I would say, if we use this term religion, was they religious or what?
Kemet had what they would call, like people like to say, a spiritual system. They had Maat, which sets the patterns of do's and don'ts and so on and so on. The oldest example of a creator god is Ptah. Ptah comes from that land. Ptah said that when I came into existence, existence itself came into his existence. He created all the lesser gods. He was the first. I mean, you got to admit that. He was the first. Nobody else had anything like that. These other countries didn't have no schools, no learning system. Point them out. Where are they?
Bianchi. I'm going to let you go back. We can't truly say that. I'm going to tell you why. Because before writing, how do we know that these people didn't have that? Because everybody didn't transmit everything, you know, because they didn't have writing. Because how do we don't see reading? We know what a lot of people had now because it's written. But what about before the writing? We don't know. Everybody didn't have things as written.
Then you gotta ask this question.
First part is that we don't know what those people had and what they believed because it wasn't in writing.
You had two entities in Egypt. You got Ifitasut and Luxor, and you had another one, Waret. Ifitasut had a capacity of about 80,000 students. Why did people come from other lands to go to their schools? Pythagoras, Aksumener.
But we talk about the people. What about the people of the west coast of Africa? So wasn't nobody over there in the west
coast?
Nobody
knew nothing about that at that time. If you look at Ptolemy, if you look at Ptolemy's map, it's in a dome. That was what they called the known world, and nobody came down to West Africa and done no explorations at that time. Now, Africans didn't have their own system, and the only thing I'm saying,
there might have been other people on the planet. I understand, and see, this is what they would get me with, because I understand about Egypt or Kemet writing, and this is how we know, because they recorded their things. But really, I'm going with, there's been other nations and tribes on other parts of the planet. They probably didn't have a writing system that
nobody knows what they believed in.
So technically, we can't say what nobody who that they didn't have
well,
it first, last, because they didn't write.
The ocean on the off of New York, what's its name? What do we call it?
The ocean on the right.
Ocean on off the coast of New York, off the coast of South Carolina, North Carolina, what do they call it?
North Atlantic. What?
No. They call it the Atlantic, right?
Yeah.
You know what its name was on old ancient maps? It was the Ethiop Sea. I'm sorry, the Ethiop Ocean. You know what the Mediterranean Sea was after you had the breakage? See, the Mediterranean was a valley. And right there at the Straits of Hercules, it was landlocked, and it broke, and it flooded. The ocean water came in, and it flooded it. And that was called also the Ethiop Sea. Ethiop Ocean, Ethiop Sea. I don't know about the Pacific.
Yeah. But how do you know that? How do you know that?
You got maps that show it. I tell you something else.
So I'm saying, somebody wrote that, right? Somebody written it, right?
See, it's one thing to write something, but it's another thing when a cartographer makes a map.
I don't think you're catching what I'm saying. The reason that you know of it, because like you said, say they drew it, somebody wrote of it, but there's
if I don't write something
or tell you about what I believe, you will never know what I believe or
what I subscribe to.
You see what I'm saying? There's some things that people probably had and believe. We don't have it in writing. We don't have it in drawing, but we don't.
Well, we do.
But they
have a book of maps. You have a book of maps called Maps of the Ancient Sea Kings. They exist today. You can buy the book that have taken pictures of Ptolemy's map. It exists today. Now, here's the thing. The international dateline, the longitudinal line, came down the middle of the Great Pyramid. On one of those maps, that's where it showed it. Then later on, it was moved 15 degrees to the west, and now it's in the international daytime. It's in London.
But yeah,
when Columbus,
My brother ain't catching what I'm saying. Okay, here we go. I got to read something. My brother said, I get what you're saying, that everybody didn't have a writing system, but they had an oral history. That, brother ALJ sends that in. That's what I'm
getting
at. Well,
let me tell you about the oral history. You ever sit around a table with people and whisper to one person on one end, and by the time he turned around and whispered and whispered and whispered, it's a whole different story by the time it gets around.
I understand that. I understand. But see, Bianchi, what I'm
history,
getting at is tough. Like our Kemetic brothers and sisters like to do is, just because Kemet, maybe they did write first, right? They written first. They did that. Okay, we'll give them that. We'll say that. But that does not mean that nobody else didn't have a tradition about something or whatever else.
We're not
before
saying
Kemet.
That.
Kemet probably just, they probably just because they developed it, don't mean that they were the first to have
nobody's
these ideas.
Nobody's not saying that. Nobody's not
that's
saying
what I'm,
that.
That's
what
I'm throwing out, because
saying,
they always want to say Kemet did this first, Kemet done that first. They was the one that came up with the God of the concept of God. How do we truly know that if we don't have anything from these other people?
Some group of people had to do it chronologically first. I mean, it's just the way it is.
But, okay, did they write? What did the people in the rainforest? What did they believe in? The people who lived in the rainforest. We don't know, right? Why? How come we don't know? How come we don't know?
And because they didn't record it.
Bam! That my point exactly. My point exactly.
Say the best recorded, and the proof is still there today. Lies there in the Nile Valley. Nobody.
But you still
like
don't. But I understand that, Brother Bianchi. I understand that. But my point, only just my position is, we got to stop saying that didn't nobody else have this first just because it was not written. Understand that.
You
we
know,
give credit
you can
to
go
the
there
writing
in the
system.
Temple of Dendera. You can go there in the Temple of Dendera and you can see a 25,000-year calendar. A 25,000-year calendar that shows the houses. Just like your houses, what you call your houses in the constellation, you call your astrological signs. I don't know what sign you are, Pisces, Virgo, Leo, that ain't what they was called. And you can see it today.
And I give you an example. I was hearing this was being said. Now, even some of the rabbis, they were saying, they like talk about, I used to ask this question. I'm like, how in the hell Moses supposed to have been written Genesis and he wasn't even there? How the hell are he talking about Abraham? Now, this is what's said with that. And I'm just using that for example, but there's many actual things. Like Brother LJ was saying about oral tradition. A lot of things that get passed down through oral tradition, and then finally somebody like, hey, you know what? Like they even talk about how they came up with the Mishnah and the Talmud and these things were going by oral tradition, and then finally somebody like,
later.
Hey, we need to write this stuff down. And then it
that
finally gets written.
It came much later, and the people had a right to do it. But this idea about Moses leading people across the Sea of Reeds, splitting the water, that's literally impossible to do for one simple reason. It don't make common sense because he could have walked about 10 miles to the north and walked around on dry land. What fool is going to try to go across the ocean with horses pulling carrots? Another thing, right there, and you can go today and look at geological depth of the ocean, the sea there. It's like 3,000 feet. Now, look at the width from one shore to the other. To ramp that up where horses could pull carriages, they couldn't do it. 3,000 feet straight down. So you're going to have to ramp up. Horses is not going to pull a carriage going downhill. It would run over.
Yes, sir. Yeah.
Another thing, too, like they're talking about the flood where it covered everything on earth, including the mountains. You know what the elevation is of Mount Everest? It's about 27,000 feet. You know what the temperature is up there right now? It's about 30 degrees below zero. So that means that if water covered all the earth and water seeks its own level, that means the water would have been froze. It would have been ice.
Bianca, can I let you in on a little secret? You're not supposed to take everything in the Bible literal. See, I be checking this out sometimes. I'm going to use this, and I'm saying you're part of it. I be listening to this sometimes in the country community, like Sonnetta them sometimes. I like, they believe it. They take the Bible more damn literal than the people who they claim the Israelites or Christians. They take the Bible more literal than anybody. It's not supposed to be taken literal. That's why I say when you understand and you go in depth in a lot of things, you understand it was a lot of mythology, allegorical speaking, symbolic speaking in it. It's not supposed to be taken. And this is why I like certain things, because you talk about the flood. Then a lot of different civilizations, even in Samaria and places, then they have a what was it?
They had a flood story.
Gilgamesh epic story. Did they have a flood story?
Yeah, all of them did.
See, some things can be exaggerated. I'm going to say exaggerated. Maybe to, like, New York. I just seen there was a major flooding in New York the other day. It could be something like that. And see, when stuff gets, like you said, getting talked about and written, it could be like, man, New York, man, it was a got flooded out like you know, on the movie The Day After Tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
See, it don't like things, because in some places, if I never been, like I said, and just like again, I mentioned the rainforest. Hell, that's my world. That's that literal world. And there's a flood throughout the world. If these people did all the little region they in, that it was the whole world, just in that region.
I ask you another question. How long did it take God to make the world? How many days?
That's not a literal story. Now, if you want me to just tell you what the Bible said.
When people
it's not a literal story, not supposed to be taken literal.
But you got to realize people do take it literal.
Again,
people do take it literal. How many days did it say that God made the world? How many days?
That's again. I tell you what the Bible says.
Well, wait a minute. I'm trying to get a point across. I'm trying to get a point across.
Mm-hmm.
It says 6 days and he rests on the seventh day, right?
Mm-hmm.
Today, you can see ancient Egyptian calendars had 10-day weeks, not no seven. And they existed a long time before Genesis. Another thing to show you is scientifically Genesis is wrong when they talk about the sun being the major light and the moon being the minor light. The moon is not a star. It reflects light from the sun. I mean, it's just things like that. And you got kids that go to school and they on a test, that's what they write. What they heard or read or their parents told them about some story in the Bible. Now, there's nothing wrong with it if that's what they want to. You know, what's the song that Stevie Wonder made? It's when you believe in something you don't understand. I mean, that's just human nature.
Okay,
but
it's just like when you went and told us about. Go back and tell us the Kemetic creation story. Tell us how did tell us this story.
The Kemetic creation story is Ptah. Ptah is the oldest creator. He's one of the triads. Matter of fact, they're an marble symbol. Ramesses' name was not Ramesses.
How did Ptah bring things into this?
Through a primordial waters. And that has a lot of credence because a baby is formed in what? Water. I mean, it just depends. But the thing is, chronologically, somebody had to have it first. I mean, that's just the way it is. And it's more likely it's going to be the most intelligent society that done the most building and so on and so on and so on. It's where it came from. They had the schools.
But that's not what I got to leave it alone, because I don't think nobody understand what I'm saying. Okay, even LJ said, he said he kind of, you got a good point. He said if it's not recorded, then it does not exist. Well, brother LJ, I have to disagree with that. I can write any damn thing. That don't mean it exists because I write it. We get lies all the time being written. See, that's what I'm saying. Just because we have a right. Okay, I'm going to take Pionki's point then, right? Just be able to, Pionki's saying the Bible has been written and been printed for thousands of years, but he's saying hell is a lie.
Well, it's not thousands of years. It came about.
Was,
if you go back,
Pionki,
it
goes back before the print press. So y'all think about King James.
Not really, because it's a compilation of books. It's not no one book. Year is it today? What year are we in?
There you go. That's why it's called Holy Bible, only mean holy book. Yeah, I agree with you.
What year are we in today?
Well, according to this calendar, 2023.
That's it, according to this calendar. The calendar in Kemet was 4635 or 46, something like that. Today, the year that we should be in today is about 10,995.
According to what?
Their calendar.
Who is they?
The calendar in Kemet.
It's amazing. I'm like, what's my brother? What's Jesse Lee Peterson? It's amazing. It's amazing. This is how, again, we keep getting to this battle against Bible against – it's like Bible against – Kemet. Everything keeps going back to Kemet. Everything goes back to Kemet. If we reject Bible, it's going to take us to Kemet. It's amazing.
Well, the Bible says that the earth is 4,000 years old or something like that.
But what about let me sit down. I need to find my book. What about the one who created, he put sperm in his mouth and created the universe?
I don't know who did that.
Oh, you don't know that one?
No,
you don't know that creation story?
It's a lot of creation stories out there.
This is supposed to be from Egypt, though. Kemet, as they say.
Because you had in one temple there on Philae, you got a carving of canoe fashioning man and woman on a potter's wheel.
That's just one.
I mean, there's
one tradition.
You got a man and woman. They're being fashioned on the potter's wheel. He's sitting there on a potter's wheel, and he's got a female and a male figure.
All goes back to different tradition stories. What, like I said, even in Kemet, there are several tradition stories because it depends on, I don't want to say what gnomes or whatever you go. But here's one. Let me see. I got to take my glasses off. It says Egyptian, but it's I'm going to say Kemetic. I better say it right. Kemetic myth of origins. It says, I planned in my own heart, and there came into being a multitude of form of beings, the form of children and the form of their children. I was one who copulated with my fist. I masturbated with my hand. Then I spawned my own mouth. I spit out what is shoe, and I spawned out what was tefnut. You don't know that one? You don't know that creation story?
Shu is the goddess of the wind. Tefnut is the goddess of the water.
But you ain't never heard that,
Geb
that creation
is the goddess
story
of the water.
About
so that would have been Ptah.
That would have been Ptah.
Yeah.
Who copulated with himself, masturbated and created the world. Now that's one of the I'm not saying it's true, but that's one of the creation stories that's written.
Can't be true.
Well, the resurrection was that of Asar. Asar was fighting with his brother Set. And Set cut his body up.
But that's what they wrote.
I forget how many pieces. Set cut his body up, and this depiction is also in a temple. Set cut his body up, and I forget how many pieces. His wife, Akset, went around and found everything except for the penis. And she fashioned the penis, turned herself into a dove, not a dove, a hawk, and hovered over the penis and copulated. So that there's a story also. You can go see that whole thing being told on a wall.
So wait a minute, hold up, Pionki. And see this is what I go with right there, right? People have said the Bible story, that's some crazy-ass stories, man, a goddamn Bible story. But then we'll go and tell stories like that right there a woman find a penis and get herself pregnant with a cutoff. She find like Lorena Bobbitt.
Well, she fashioned it. She fashioned it out of something. But I hear what you're saying. You're right.
When you try to knock somebody else's story, how we come over with our, then we start telling our thing like, damn, bro, that shit, that sounds more crazy than my
right,
damn story.
They got a right to have those stories if they want to. And, you know, that's phenomenal.
But damn,
that's what I said,
how can we knock the biblical stories? And then, what I be talking about when people be talking about the politics, when I get on these Democrats. You tell them all them Democrats about the stuff that they be how the Democrats doing this, and they go against the Republicans. Then when you start telling the Democrats how the Democratic Party doing black people, well, you know what? Ain't none of them going to do nothing for nobody. Ain't none of them going to – well, see, and this how you really see when you get the comedic people against the Bible. Well, you know, they got a right to have their stories too, and so-and-so. Come on now.
Well, you know what that proves? That proves this thing about somebody coming together, it ain't going to happen.
But again,
that's another myth.
But I just say this with the Bible. So I'll let the other brother get into it too. Because like, what again is, we're looking at ancient stories, and this is what I'm starting to tell people now. We got to basically sometimes step back and try to step back into the minds of the ancient ones. And look at these stories. Okay, what would they say? It's just like they talk about hermeneutics. When they talk about biblical hermeneutics. Okay, who was the author? Who was the audience that the author's writing to? And basically, what exactly is this author saying here? So even when you go back into these different cosmologies, what are they actually telling, like even with Kemet. Now I'm playing around a little bit with the Kemet stuff. I know it's like different cosmology explaining things like natural occurrences and things. But so again, we have to step back and start looking. Okay, what were they actually saying? Because in today's mind, we're thinking about our modern time and kind of comparing their modern things to how maybe they thought. But we got to go back and look and just try to put yourself into their thing. But I'm going to tell you, and I'm going to hear a day and let y'all get in. But you talk about Ta. I heard you talk about Ta. Now, that goes back to the, as they call it, the Mephite tradition. I have some of my old comedic books. I ain't throw nothing away. You got the comedic tradition. You got the Theban tradition. You got different traditions, again, Osirian traditions. You have the different tradition stories. So that's why, again, you have even the different stories, depending on what, if they say what gnome you were in or what city, state, whatever, that you were into the different creation stories.
Well, yeah, there were 42 gnomes, but what we're trying to get a point at is that chronologically, mm-hmm. something came before the other, and that which came later had to build off of that which was first. You got Chinese today that's making tactical fighters. When you look at them, their model of the U.S. F-35 looks the same. Their model of the UF F-22 Raptor, it looks the same. That's because they copied. They build off of. If you and I was going to build an automobile, we wouldn't go back and start off with a Model A Ford. We would build off of what's here today and either make a likeness of it or an improvement. That's the way human beings work.
I have no problem with that. And I'm going to throw back this back to Kemet right now. I hear some cats say, well, the Bible ain't nothing but the comedic Bible. That ain't nothing but the comedic story. And I'm like, okay, well, if it ain't nothing but the comedic story plagiarized and copied, well, hell, what's your problem with it? If you say copied, I mean, you straight out like you copied and pasted, what's your damn problem with studying out of it then? Because that's what they say now. Because I don't think they think about what they saying. They copied, they plagiarized, they so-and-so. You say, this is a comedic book. Well,
the plagiarization comes on when you take a historic name and put them in an event that they never was in.
See, this is why I say you learn the principles of the story. And this is what you do with the Bible. Really, you understand. You try to learn the principles. What is the moral? Like they taught you in school. What is the moral of the story? That's why I said again, don't take a literal. What is the moral of the story? What is actually the Bible telling you about and teaching you? That's where everybody missing the mark at. What is it actually telling you? Whether we say there's a God or not, or in the Bible or so on, what is it actually trying to tell people, convey? What is that message of the Bible just trying to convey and tell people? See, we get
well,
caught
if they
up...
copying in real history, like the battle between the Cushites and the Assyrians, that was a real battle. Now, were they plagiarizing when they said that mice ate up the quivers of the Cushites, arrows and they bows, and they lost? No, arrows.
Yeah,
they ate
I mean,
up the feathers on the arrow, and they lost. Well, that's a lie.
I get you. I get you. I get you. But what is the moral of the story? Like I said again, when you read the whole Bible, like you read any book, when you finish reading, what is the moral of the story? That's what I need everybody who reads the Bible or whatever, y'all. What is the moral of the story? Whether y'all believe the story, literal, or
if it's a historical
what is the moral,
event.
What is it trying to teach human beings? I'm giving y'all a hint. What is it trying to teach human beings about themselves?
If it
themselves?
Was a historical event, it tells
about it.
The United States used an atomic weapon on Hiroshima and Nagasaki to bring the war to the end, because if they had invaded the country, they would have lost much, much, much more people. The story is when Doolittle made his raid, and he was trying to run to land in China because they didn't have enough fuel to get back to the carrier with the B-25s, I think, that they had. Well, the Chinese assisted them. And after the Japanese found out that the Chinese assisted them, the Japanese went over to China and killed over 250,000 Chinese because of doing that. That is the purpose, the historical content of the story.
But so you're talking about history. I'm not even on that. Like I said again, when you read the story, because I even started off talking about that all about the Zionists when the Jews were saying what they why and it, a lot of Israelites, y'all hear them say it all the time. The brothers y'all hear on them corners, y'all hear them say it all the time. Why they not in their country? Why they over here in America? They talk about something is a behavior. I ain't gonna tell y'all the answer, but I ain't gonna tell you the answer. But I'm like. Despite, I'm agree with Pianki. The stories are made up. It's fabricated, right? But what is it trying to teach you?
Some of them are, some of them not. Look at the story about the three little pigs. What about the story about the three little pigs? It tells you that you need to build your house out of something but straw. So the wolf will come by and blow it down.
Okay. And what was it? What else? Is there a moral of the story?
Yeah, build your house out of bricks, out of concrete.
Bam. So there's a moral of the story when you read the Bible. You just got to know what you're reading. Quit letting Rem Pochop them teach you this and tell you about something else. Learn the moral of the story.
You know
that's
now
all I'm
I
trying to tell
you
y'all.
Now
that's what I'm trying to say.
It's
a moral
saying.
Of the story, whether you take it literal or not.
You're absolutely right. Like
it's about human behavior.
David had his eyes on this particular man's wife, and he put the man on the front line to get killed so he can have access to Yes, you're absolutely right. There are morals to those particular stories.
And I'm going to just give y'all that hint. Shit, I ain't going to believe it. Most of it is telling you when you see, like, in the scripture, where they talked about them, how they act, and when certain things and people didn't act rightly, certain things happen befall them. It's like certain things now. They tell you. It's all about teaching you the rights and wrong, learning about the rights and wrong, learning how, like, even the Eve, Adam and Eve story. Please, y'all, don't take no goddamn woman, no bit, no damn apple. It's basically telling you something about you, about human beings, about us. As my brother LJ had said about, I need to do a lesson on this, about the higher and lower self, your higher and lower self.
How about the other story about the mule talking? Well, that developed into Francis the Talking Mule and also Mr. Ed. A horse is a horse, of course.
Yeah. I got to read. Yeah, go ahead. I got to read from somebody coming right here. Yeah, I've heard. I saw that. Now, hell no. I don't believe y'all. But Dave, what'd you say about it, Brother Dave? We supposed to tell you, what are we supposed to be learning from today? All the story.
I'm gonna tell you this, and like I say, after I say this, I'm going to sleep. Gotta go to work in the morning. I'm gonna tell y'all this. Bianca, I've been hearing all they sheep have been talking. And I'm going to tell you something. None of y'all, and I know you say you don't subscribe to no religion. We established that. But all I got to say is Moray Ari, he has been in the Egyptian Kemetic community for a long, long time. Yeah, so I'm going to tell you something. None of them damn, none of y'all that subscribe to that shit y'all talking about follow the 42 laws of mine. Uh-oh. I broke that down in one of my lectures I did about the 42 laws of mine. None of y'all believe in that. None of you. Y'all talk about mine. In respect for the black woman and all that shit, but yeah,
you know
black
what?
Polite,
you know what the total number really is?
Getting locked up for doing weird shit to damn ladies. You know, so all I gotta say, Pianki, is man, it's the same shit that we doing. Kemetic folks, y'all talk all that. Well, they got this from Kemet, but. For real, if our Bible is fake, what is your shit is? Your shit fake too. Y'all, Nasi Yashaville, I don't know where that brother is. I know he got a lot of Israelite brothers. I don't know. I ain't going to go into that. But there's a brother named Nasi Yashaville. He debated Sarai Sutton Seti on this. You go look at it. He asked Seti, translate Medunetta. Seti couldn't say shit. So all those stories that you hear in Egypt, Hakutai and Thutmose and all that, these were just scribbles on the goddamn wall in Egypt. Scrub.
Well, it's more
and
than
they
that if you
still
ever been there.
Say, but now
yeah.
Let me tell you something. Ask Rock Quasi, every damn lecture he does, he never, you know, he take people on tour and out to Egypt. But you notice they never show him no videos of him translating. What are they doing? This is the tomb of Seti one. Well, what the hell do they say on the walls? You know,
he does translate.
How do you know it say that shit?
He does translate I tell you how they know it's because the transliteration between the Rosetta Stone. But I've been over there about at least 9 or 10 times, at least 9. I have to check my passport visa, 9 years. But they
but
do translate
it. Can you please, if there's a translation for that shit on that wall, can you do a video or can you do something?
I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to do that. I don't have time for that no more.
Hey, Moray Ari. Moray
Ari. I don't have time for
that
no more.
That's the same shit Seti said to Nasi Yashaville. The same shit.
Well, you know, here's the thing. People can't do that stuff for all their life. Come on now. If folks don't believe it, wait a minute now. Let me say this. People got a right to believe what they want to believe. But see, now here's another thing that
you
run into the problem.
Believing in the damn Torah then.
It's all right for them to do that. No, I don't have no problem with none of them. You can believe what you want, but here's the thing. When people come up and talking about blacks need to come together, it's not going to happen because you got beliefs that's conflicting with other people's beliefs.
Well, you brought up this shit about the Torah and the Bible being fake. And all them fake
stories.
I didn't say that they were fake.
I was putting a chronological perspective to when the things came into an existence. I don't say nothing. People got a right to believe whatever they want to.
You just
I believe in it or don't believe.
You've been saying the Torah and the Bible been fake all goddamn night.
No, no. Well, if it sounds, if it sounds like that,
yes, you have.
If it sounds like that,
brother.
If it sounds like that,
Maury Ariya, ain't he been saying that shit? Say he been quoting 2 Kings 15:38. I'll ask you, it's crazy because when you said that scripture, I actually went and goddamn looked that shit up. And
what does it say? And what does it say? Does it not talk about, did they not make a reference in saying that the mice ate up the quivers on the bows? Did you read that?
Hell no.
Well, then you ain't, read it all.
You said 2 Kings what?
2 Kings 19:35 talks about the Cushite and the, well, you know, man, listen. 2 Kings 19:35 talks about a historical battle. It did happen.
Yeah, it did happen. But at the end of the day, you say, okay, this is what it says. If you read Queen James, as they say, it says that it came to pass that night that the angel of the Lord went out and smote. I'm reading out the King James. I ain't feel like getting my Torah out because in the bottom of my bag right now. But I'm going to read out this Queen James. It says, and it came to pass that night that the angel of the Lord went out and smote the camp of the Assyrians, and 104,500. And when they arose early in the morning, behold, they were all dead corpses. They ain't say shit about no goddamn they was eaten by mice. They ain't say nothing in there about being.
Well, there are stories out there about the quivers being ate by mice. And there's more than one biblical passage on that battle. Now, that battle did, Cushites, do they mention? Did they mention about Taharka?
Yeah, let me go to the next verse. Cause you had me reading down a whole damn book. You had me reading
down
a whole damn book.
Well, you know, I tell you
today.
What, Mike. I tell you what, David. Read it when you have a chance. And what you said, I said, okay, just so we can move on. You correct. I said it, but just read it when you get a chance to. Okay. You
yeah,
absolutely
I am,
right.
But if
everything
it,
you said
if
is 100%.
The Lord smote the damn Assyrians and shit. You say you don't believe in the book of the Lord. So how did that happen? What do
history,
you believe in?
Historical accounts say it was people. It was no angel of the Lord. But maybe it was. I don't know. Maybe it was an angel of the Lord.
So you believe in the Lord now? You believe in the biblical Torah, Lord?
No, I believe in the historical content.
Okay.
Real
okay,
places,
my brother.
Real people.
But
it
don't
real
say nothing
dates,
about being ate
events.
Up by no damn mice, though.
Well, I tell you what, I'll try to find you some passages that do, because I just didn't make that up. That was an excuse that somebody gave.
So what
you said,
you
David, listen, let me say this. You're 100% right. You don't have to argue, make no more points. Everything you're right.
But let me ask you something, Bianca. Before you say that the Bible stories is fake, don't you think, like Maury Ariya said, found a penis and ejaculated on her, and she had a baby. She impregnated herself. Man, you come on.
What
you
I
can't
said,
believe
for
this
instance,
shit, bro.
What, for instance, David, like I said about this idea about Moses going down one slope to the 3,000-foot bed of the sea, crossing over and coming up on the horses are not going to pull no cart down no slope. Scientifically, that's just impossible. You got maps today that has plotted out the seabed, and you can see the different elevation. It's about 3,000 feet.
Well, if you could show me one lady that can impregnate herself without a goddamn man, bring that out.
Mary did. And also Hatshepsut.
So Mary did. You ain't talking
Mary.
About Jesus, my man.
And also Hatshepsut.
Yeah, hey. Hey, am I muted?
And also, David, scientifically,
the flood story that covered all the earth, including the mountains, well, if water was covering the Mount Everest, the temperature up there, David, now, is like 30-some-odd degrees below zero, below freezing.
Hey, Piyaki. I ain't gonna be debating with you tonight, bro. I'll see you next week.
No.
Yeah. And Brother Alpha Male wanted to throw something.
Like I said, Pianchi, let me tell you something. All I gotta say is if you believe a woman can impregnate herself, you's a damn Catholic. You is a Catholic because Catholics believe in that shit. There's a Mother Mary. Hey, Aria, you hear him just say that Mother Mary did? Is he Catholic?
Hey,
bro, Dave, I'm trying to say something to you.
There's two schools of thought, right? You got the Homo sapien and you got the hetero sapien. The Homo sapiens believe that...
Damn.
A man can do something by himself and a woman can do something by herself. A hetero sapien knows that it can't happen.
You just threw me off with that one, bro. You know, when you said that, because I'm thinking about, man, when they be Darwin now, when you said that, you just messed me up with that one.
Damn. Hey,
he threw the police stick on us.
Hey, I think Bianchi and Justice in the, is son and father.
Well, I won't go. I wouldn't wish that on my worst enemy.
No, we ain't gonna do that with him. Hey, Bianchi. I'm glad you did that story. So did
Justice say?
Hey, Dave. But all we gotta give Bianchi credit, Dave. That's because remember now, like they always say, they stole that out of Kemet. So the Christians actually stole that from Kemet, that story from Kemet. Now, that's what I've always heard, too, now, that virgin birth story was taken from Kemet.
I don't believe on the premise of stealing. I say people borrowed. That's what they done.
We said it. They borrowed that premise. Okay.
It's always a question in a man's mind. In men's mind, the question is, who am I? Where am I? And where did I come from? And that's a question that goes on and on.
But Bianchi, right fast. I know they got to go, but you know what Christians lie. They made that up. They mistranslate Isaiah 7:14 when they put that virgin in there in the King James. You know that's not actually what that says, don't it? That's actually, you know, the Hebrew word is ama. That means a young woman. But they actually took that from the Greek and put that in there and put a virgin.
Yeah, still I know. Ama, a woman never known a man. But you can go to Wachset today across the river, across the Nile River in Aswan. And you go to Hatshepsut's temple, and the last set of steps, you go to the right, and there's depictions on the wall about the story about Amun impregnating her mother because he was tired of mixed marriages, and also about her sending an expedition to punt Somali, not these other punts, and they was trading, and she wanted them to bring back a little toi.
Damn.
I think we have a question.
Hey, I've heard that shit too before, Pianchi, but you know, there's something I will say about that, about a lot of the Egyptian stories. You know, even when you do look at it, who brought that shit to them people? And if you say a man doesn't steal, but they borrow, who did they borrow that shit from? Because black people won't go in over there to no damn Egypt back and no damn, they even come up with that shit. John Hewitt Clark and Dr. Ben, which is, this shit is argued over and over again. They, none of these black historians, Dr. Chancellor Williams, I love that brother, but at the end of the day, none of them has ever translated any of that shit. You read their books. All that shit you talk about, the Medunetta and the stories of Hatshepsut and all of them, these motherfuckers got that shit from their white historians. So that's why.
Well, yeah, you know, a lot of them did get it from white folks. Well, here's another thing: Black America is not associated with no people in that part of the world. Their DNA don't go back there. That's another. Black Americans has been in this country. They are no longer what you call Africans. They have developed into a whole different thing. Plus, they mix. Huh?
At Pianchi, now listen at this. Because you just brought on something. Now, even when you do talk about them stories about the Medunetta and all that shit, I'm going to tell you something. More Ari, I practice Islam. I practice Sunni Islam. Before, I practiced Sunni Islam for about 4 years, and now I joined the nation, which is kind of backwards, but it is what it is. But I actually got a chance to deal with a lot of those northern Africans from, like, Egypt, Morocco, which, like I said, a lot of the mosque I went to, it was majority northern Africans, Moroccans and Egyptians. I'm going to tell you something, none of them talk about these damn stories. None of them talk about those. And even with, like, we hear the Moors talk about when we ruled Spain. My imam I had when I was practicing Sunni Orthodox Islam, he was Moroccan. I'm talking about straight up family, been down there for generations. I'm talking about his mama was a black Moroccan. He was light-skinned, but, you know, I would talk to him. He would never talk about that shit. I talked to Egyptians, which I had an Egyptian Muslim brother that would sit next to me in Juma prayer when I was practicing Sunni Islam. I would ask him that shit about Aset and Hatshepsut, all the names about all that shit y'all talk about, the Medunetta. You know what this motherfucker say? What the fuck is you talking about? I'm being serious, and he was the only Egyptian that said that.
Dave,
I talked Sudanese. None of them believe in that pyramid.
Let me ask you a
shit.
Question, David. And let me ask you a question, David. Black kids, they don't want to know nothing about no damn Jim Crow and slavery.
No, I ain't.
My
no,
grandkids. You're talking about human beings. That's a human trait. Kids today don't want to know about that. I was the field director for African Center Curriculum for the St. Louis chapter of the National Black United Front. We tried to put those things in public school. Some of them we were successful, like Detroit. Had it all throughout the school in all disciplines. Gym, art. Guess what? It ain't there no more. You know why? Because the parents don't want it.
But no, Pianchi, don't talk that type of shit. I'm talking about, we ain't talking about the no black American kids. Fuck them niggas. We're talking about Africa. You brought up the fact about the African, about the Egyptians and the Sudanese and these damn stories. I was practicing Sunni Orthodox Islam first. I did that first. And I'm being serious. I was in a mosque, not no Wharf Dean mosque. I'm talking about I was in a Northern African, Moroccan, Egyptians. They was not young either. I'm talking about these was damn Egyptian brothers, Moroccan brothers in their 60s, 70s, 50s. None of them knew about any of that Medunella.
Maybe they wasn't taught like you say about your kids today. Is not taught and talking about if you don't know your history, you're bound to repeat it. That's human beings.
No. I ain't talking about no fake nigga with no damn fizz on saying no 125th Street in Harlem. I ain't talking about those. Niggas talking about they Egypt. I ain't talking about no shock almost. No nigga that done learned no Egypt shit in the jail cell. You know, I ain't talking about them niggas. I'm talking about actual fucking Egyptians. I've dealt with actual Egyptians, actual Moroccans. I ain't talking about no nigga with no red bucket on his head.
All Moroccans was black. But you know what, David, there are Egyptians that's non-Arab, non-white, that do lead tour groups, and they talk about it. You go in the Nubian Museum, that's who the curators are, and they tell you these things. So to say that there's not any is just not true. There is. If that was the case, they wouldn't have a $4 billion budget on tourism.
But see, you got to look at this, Bianchi. Okay, when you're talking about that history, like primarily, I've dealt with some non-Arab Africans, some non-Arab Egyptians, non-Arab Moroccans. None of them motherfuckers talk about it. None of them know anything about it. If they talk about the pyramids, it's like going to Washington, D.C. and talking about damn monuments. It's just like going to damn New York and seeing the Statue of Liberty. You ask somebody in New York, okay, tell me about the Statue of Liberty. These motherfuckers will tell you, they'll tell you the story behind it. But when it comes time for actual, you know, like them actually believing in that shit, hell no. They'll talk about it as like they seen it their whole life. You talk to an Egyptian, a Moroccan, they talk about that shit like they drove by. Just like I asked Morey Ariai, I asked about Al Green Church. Morey Ariai took a picture of Al Green Church for me. He said, man, I pass by this motherfucker every day on my routes. You know what I'm saying? That's how Egyptians talk about damn Egypt.
Well, here's the thing, David, to prove that you're not right on that. Let me tell you something. When you go into jewelry stores, the people that work in the jewelry stores, they know what they're doing because they make relics. They make chenilles. They make other items with those writings. They can spell your name out in the characters. When you go in the museum, they built a brand new museum there on Giza Plateau because the old museum got too small for all the artifacts. They duplicate that stuff. They duplicate the papyrus. You got people that's doing the tour guides. You got people that's making the clothes. So there is a culture, an economy all centered around that the people themselves in that country, they run it. An outsider is not going to run it.
Hey, Bianchi, all I got to say is if you go to South Carolina and you talk about the Gullah Geechee people, do you know you have a white lady owning the damn Gullah Geechee restaurant. That's all I got to say.
You're right.
So,
and that one lady, I can't think of her name, that's usually the spokesperson for the Gullah Geechee, one of the things they complain about is this, David, that their kids don't want to have nothing to do with it. So if they die, it probably will die with them. And you know what? Clarence Thomas is a Gullah Geechee. Did you know that?
Yeah. I know. I know Supreme Court judge, right? Supreme Court, I've got that. He do something with the Supreme Court. He married to a white lady, ain't he? He married to a big-ass white
Nkrumah,
lady.
Well, Nkrumah was married to an Egyptian.
Yeah. You come on.
And Ramesses.
Yeah.
People marry who they want to.
In the day, what I'm trying to say is, these motherfuckers don't deal with that shit. I'm talking about the older ones.
That's because they don't want to.
Shit, but for real, Pianki, they don't deal with that shit at all. I'm talking about they talk about it like
Let
you
me,
drive by.
Is Kwanzaa,
yeah, I drove
is Kwanzaa,
by the pyramid the other day.
Is Kwanzaa taught in all urban all schools in the hood in the black community?
Hell no. It's just like Moray Ariad told me when I asked about Al Green Church. I drive by it every day. You know, that's how the damn Egyptians talk about the damn Medunetta. They drive by the pyramids every day when they in Egypt. That's how they do. They don't believe in none of that shit. I don't see nothing.
Well, I see
Umar Johnson walk around with a
arm. I just gave you an example.
He's pro-black. I've never seen not one Egyptian with no damn arm around his neck.
I just gave you an example. If somebody didn't understand it, the industry wouldn't be going on today. You go in the jewelry store, you can buy all those items if you want to. They got pottery. You can buy the pottery with the scenes on. There's a pottery industry. You got tourists that go over there and they come back with rocks in their suitcases.
Hey, black people wear dashikis and kente cloth, but I don't see no Africans wearing that shit. I ain't never seen no African with those
Black people wear, it ain't kente cloth, it's Chinese print nowadays.
Yeah, but you don't see no Africans walking around with it's black people, they buy that shit off Amazon. But you don't see no African walking around with that shit. That coming to America dream is bullshit. They got weeds and fitted caps.
Well, all of them don't wear kente cloth. You're right. The Awe and the Ashanti don't get along together. The Awe have their own so-called kente cloth. The Ashanti got their own kente cloth. They don't get along. They fight.
Yeah, I'm about to go to sleep and get off this damn phone because you know I'm a damn barber. And you go to a black barbershop, it's old cats like you that be arguing with us all day.
I don't argue no more. I used to, but I don't do that no more.
I know you that old nigga in the barbershop with a kufu. You ain't getting no haircut. You just want to come there just to talk shit. Yeah, I know.
No,
you
I don't. I don't do that because I don't have time to do that.
Hey, Pianki, when I was working in black barbershops, oh my gosh, I seen old dudes like you all day. Look, justice too. Justice come up. Look, I seen plenty of type of dudes like Justice. Go, hey, they come up in there. They got a different doctrine every day. They got a different doctrine every day. Hey, you got a different doctrine too. I ain't lying, man. You believe me. You got a different doctrine every time I hear you. That's one thing I like about you. You got a new outfit every time I talk to you.
You know, you talk about the language. I talk my grandkids how to speak COBOL, C++, SQL. They learn machine language. They didn't learn all that other stuff, Kiswahili and that.
Hey, do you know about the Tut language?
the tut language.
Yeah.
Like T-U-T?
Yeah.
No, I don't, what is that?
Okay. Well, you had some African Americans. I'm gonna teach you about it because I actually my family secretly know how to speak that shit. Now down south, you had some black people that couldn't communicate to each other, like in front of white people, so they would come up with their own language, just like what do you call that shit? Pig Latin. You know, certain black people had their own languages. They had one called Tut. And y'all go look it up. It's only certain black people in the South that still speak. I speak. Actually, I know some. And was actually raised up on it, so secretly. But yeah, go look it up, though. Go look up the Tut language. There's like a couple of black families that still speak it. There's only a couple of them. Yeah, only a couple of them, but I know about it, though. When you get a chance, Pion, go look that up.
Yeah, if I run into it, I'll pay some attention to it, but I ain't going to try to speak it.
No, it ain't no language you can just learn how to speak. Yeah, your family had to raise your ass up on it. They had to know for generations.
Yeah. So, man, go and get some rest. You sound like you're getting tired.
Yes, sir. I'm going to get ready to get out of here and watch this old game myself. Waiting on Dion Sanders to hit the field, Colorado.
Oh, hell. You still watch that nigga. You know Deion Sanders, man.
Yeah,
old Deion. Prime time.
Yes, sir. Yeah, I still watch it. That's what I'm waiting on now. Come on. How they just kick
y'all.
You
watch football, R.E.I.?
Yeah, I just started about getting into you.
Yeah, I never watched football.
Yeah, well, I just got back into it. I don't be like some people, man. Like my team, I just watch it just, you know. A little entertainment, man. Yeah, a little entertainment.
They wanted me to play football all throughout school. I turned them down. I said, I ain't playing that shit. They wanted me to play. Back in school, I was like 6'2" and 350 pounds in school. So I was a big dude, always been a big dude. And they wanted me to play that shit. And I was like, nah.
Yeah, we're gonna get ready to end it. Like I said, but yeah, just to top it off right fast. Like I said, the reading we brought up, like, well, it was open. Thing even brought up Israel, the conflict and social that was over there, what's going on, is to, like I said, bring light to, like I said, to make people look at the history. Actually, bring people look at the history, what's going on, and so they can know the facts. And like I said, people saying, well, what? Why do black people even, should it concern them? It ain't got nothing to do with us. Well, if you in this damn world, it does have something to do with you. You in America, and some of them people like the Zionists run a lot of things in America y'all always complaining about. And if your people in the music industry, Hollywood, or some of the people who's running that, and it's just, again, to enlighten you. And that's how sometimes, I'm going to say this, y'all. I know it might piss some people off, but it is what it is. It's how a lot of black people stay behind on stuff. And you don't understand what the hell really going on, because you always, well, it ain't got nothing to do with me because it ain't no black folks. If I say it again, today we have color televisions. Everything shouldn't be looked at in black and white. We don't have black and white televisions no more. If you still stuck on that black and white, you ain't seeing the real world, because the real world now, they have things in 4K and some things they in 8K. So you got to stop them always. And I used to read, I ain't read no white folks books. I don't read white books by white authors. Hell, I'm reading books on by everybody. Everybody shares some truth. But if you want to be stuck
and you don't want to understand the world around you and what's happening in the world around you, just go ahead. Keep on doing what you're doing. Be fine.
You know.
But when you miss out, that's on you. But go ahead, Brother Priyanka.
The most dumbest things I've heard, you had that governor up there in Oregon said that math is racist. You had somebody else said that being on time is racist.
Wait a minute. I had, they must have been a Democrat, Priyanka. Please, I know
they
that's
were.
I see, I knew it.
Can you imagine that being on time is racist?
Wow. See, they wonder why people be wondering why we talk about politics sometimes, too. Because that right there, and see, again, and, oh, man. And that's why I used to be saying, y'all ain't going to get me with that blackness no more. Y'all ain't get me with that black stuff no more. I ain't with that no more. Oh, my blackness. Because of just right there what Priyanka is saying, because like things like that, they got y'all so that trigger word black and everything they doing, especially Democrats, math is racist. Wow. I got to look that one up. And that's how they get y'all. Playing with y'all again with your black.
Yeah, that's what they say. In California, they had some crazy mess like that, too, with math. And it's just crazy, man. And Yale and Harvard, they would spot black kids that was getting ready to take an SAT test. They would spot them 310 points before they even sat down and took the test. See, that ain't no good, man. Them kids don't have to be treated like that. You work with them.
Yes, sir.
That's ridiculous.
Oh, Priyanka, have you seen this thing? I was intending to mention this earlier. I know the game, Mom, but I'm still looking at it a little bit. You see this thing with Gavin Newsom, them, they're getting ready to put this thing out. I think they passed it. They got a new, like, the Amber Alert, but they got a new thing called the Ebony Alert when black people get the alert, some kind of black, so-called black people, when they get kidnapped or whatever. You seen that? They call the Ebony Alert.
Newsom and them like that is just playing on the sentiments and emotions of black people to get them their votes. That's all it's about.
Yep. When you get a chance, Priyanka, look it up. It's called the Ebony Alert. I was like, what the Jane Brown is? These people going crazy, man.
Look, man, I'm going to let you get to your game. And, you know, everybody else that contributed, I really appreciate it. And, you know,
I appreciate you, Priyanka. I'm glad you.
Go ahead, bro. Learn things. Yeah, it's just about learning things. It's not saying that one person's better than the other or what you're doing is wrong. We just like to talk about what people can learn and look at things from a different perspective. That's all it's all about.
Yeah. And a lot of time when I be messing with Priyanka, y'all, let me tell y'all, when I be messing with Priyanka, it's just to let y'all hear stuff and to provoke thought, y'all. It ain't saying to Priyanka. It's just to provoke thought. Yeah, that's it. So y'all can stop. That's why I said, so you can stop just listening to stuff and start researching. That's what this stuff about. I throw stuff out just to provoke thought because, hell, I like to think. And I'm going to look up
that's
stuff.
That's all it's about, to make you
that's
think.
Yeah, because I ain't going against my elder Priyanka. But hell, y'all know I'm into politics now. So, I mean, you know, I went to the other side. I used to argue with Priyanka. Now, y'all see where I'm at because I went and started looking at things. So, yeah, I just do this. I like to do that to make us think, ask questions. And that's what it is. So we can ask questions and start thinking about, like, that's a good point. So like what I told y'all, we just messing with Priyanka. Yeah, that's my elder.
All right, look.
All right, peace, bro.
I'm
going to
keep going, man. You take care of yourself, your family,
you
and
too, brother.
Be blessed. I'll see you later.
All right, peace. Thank y'all, brothers and sisters. Thank y'all for tuning in one more time to Culture Freedom Radio Network. We out of here, man. Y'all have a blessed and wonderful day, night, evening, all that good stuff. Peace.